afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. You may believe that we know a lot of what's going on in our solar system, but you'd be wrong about that. Uranus is an odd planet, from our perspective at least. Much of what we know about it was gleaned from a flyby of the Voyager 2 probe way back in 1986. There's no substitute for visiting an object, but a study published in March of this year contradicts what scientists had deduced from that Voyager mission. A lot of astronomical findings these days are gleaned from sifting through archival data, old data, and by combining archived data on Uranus with computer models, researchers now believe the internal heat emitted by Uranus could imply a completely different internal structure or evolutionary history for the planet than we thought we knew. It is believed that Uranus formed around 4.5 billion years ago along with the rest of the solar system, and NASA believes it formed closer to the Sun before moving to the outer solar system around 500 million years later. That story is now called into question by these new findings. What the real story is, we don't know yet, which is why we should go back and take another look. So here's some facts. According to NASA, Uranus is a very cold and windy world. The ice giant is surrounded by 13 faint rings and 28 small moons. It rotates at a nearly 90-degree angle from the plane of its orbit, and this tilt makes Uranus appear to spin sideways, orbiting the Sun like a rolling ball. Venus also, like Uranus, rotates in the opposite direction to the other planets in our solar system. One day on Uranus takes about 17 hours. This is the amount of time it takes Uranus to rotate or spin once around its axis. As it is 4 times wider than Earth, it's going at quite a lick. Uranus makes a complete orbit around the Sun, that's a year in Uranian time, in about 84 Earth years. Why am I going on about Uranus now? Well, because it's winter. And if we are feeling a tad sorry for ourselves, spare a thought for our seventh planet. The tilt causes Uranus to have the most extreme seasons in the solar system. For nearly a quarter of each Uranian year, the Sun shines directly over each pole, plunging the other half of the planet into a 21-year-long dark winter. There are many unexplained climate phenomena in Uranus's atmosphere, such as its peak wind speed of 900 kilometers per hour, so you can stop complaining about Cape Town winds. The planet also has very low internal heat compared to other giant planets, the cause of which remains unclear. 80% or more of the planet's mass is made up of a dense fluid of icy materials, water, methane and ammonia, above a small rocky core. Near the core, it heats up to almost 5,000 degrees. As an ice giant, Uranus doesn't have a true surface. The planet is mostly swirling fluids. While a spacecraft would have nowhere to land on Uranus, it wouldn't be able to fly through its atmosphere unscathed either. The extreme pressures and temperatures would destroy a metal spacecraft. Back to the March study. The researchers say Uranus's internal heat could help reveal its origins. It emits 12.5% more internal heat than the amount it receives from the Sun. This means it's still slowly losing heat left over from its early history. A key piece of the puzzle helps us to understand its origins and how it's changed over time. When the Voyager probe flew by in 1986, it collected data about its temperature, but it may have caught Uranus at an odd time, where the data could have been influenced by a surge in solar weather. Uranus doesn't quite fit into our thinking of how the solar system evolved, and this later study, which calls into question the reliance on the Voyager 2 data, begs for another visit to the distant planet. From green light to design to build and launch is at least 10 years, and bearing in mind that the Voyager mission took 9 years to cross that 3 billion kilometres that lie between us, we could be waiting at least 20 years for anything significant, and that is if a mission were funded now. NASA has drafted a mission concept study called UOP, the Uranus Orbiter and Probe, which you can download from the internet, but this has not been approved. Pity. It's so far away. And so blue. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.